That is right. We are back in it, back in the mix. Welcome to Faith Mix. Faithmix.com is the main site, and we always love the chance to get a word out. We love the chance to be able to talk with you guys. And we love the chance to try out this new piece of tech. This is potentially going to really streamline things. We're going to have to see how this works as far as posting to other sites and being able to share across different platforms. But very grateful for some of the different applications and some of the different ways that we can get the word out and share things with you guys as they come along. Just had Independence Day in the U.S., 4th of July. Happy Freedom Day to all of you people out there that love God and love freedom and love what the Father does with us. And we recognize as a child of the living God that the ultimate freedom is in Christ Jesus. The ultimate salvation and way and truth and life comes in Him. So we recognize the reality of our experience and what is real. But we also appreciate, you know, the national markers of times when certain things took place around the world that were good events. I mean, the United States is a very special place. You know, whatever your feelings may be about the U.S. from other countries, you have to be able to separate out between possible, you know, especially in the past, policies and decisions that were made by some people that don't necessarily reflect the entire nation or the will of the people. You know, one thing I've kind of seen globally, especially when I travel, is that there's so many people that that are very similar. You know, yeah, now they may be from, like, you know, different culture or speak a different language, but a lot of people have so many similarities in that they would, you know, they love their families and they love their communities and they would like to help other people and they would like to be positive influence on the things going on around them. They have similar hopes and dreams. They want a better future for their kids and for their family. You know, there's a lot of things that are part of the shared human experience. And but what you realize is a lot of people that are in the decision-making levels and the decision-making capacities of a lot of things that go on in the world around us, they're not like normal people. They're not like most of the people that are the good and decent people that are on and around in this world. So, yeah, but I think if, and in the future, when there's going to be this time where, you know, what people really want is going to be reflected in the reality that they have and experience and the reality they agree to and the contribution that they make, it's going to change things, you know. And I think we're not going to be beholden to these false people that put themselves in positions that they were never meant to be in. I mean, if you're a government servant, they're just that, you're a servant. You're somebody that's supposed to be there to facilitate the best interests of your entire constituency. You're not there to try to be some sort of false deity or man-made king. You know, that's not what a government servant is. It's not what a government servant does. And I think the government will change because the future will require that. And those that refuse to change will be, to match what the future requires, will just be not there. They won't have the opportunity to serve. They won't be able to be in those positions. And if they do abuse those positions, they'll be accountable for them and be accountable for the things that they do. So, yeah, I feel like God has been allowing me to see, you know, more and more what one possible future can be. And it's incredible what's possible. So I'm encouraged. You know, I'm encouraged when we spend time with our brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look and we see what God is doing, when we have the opportunity to let our minds be expanded by the living God, because he does that. He expands our minds and our consciousness so that we can hold the overflow of the Spirit, and that we temper that too with wisdom and knowledge and understanding that comes from him, so that we can be co-creators in the things of God. Not that you're just there ignorantly and just kind of like just along for the ride. No, God wants you to be a co-creator in Christ Jesus, to do those things that he asked for you to do, because in the process of you trusting him, and then him also telling you what he's doing, because just like God told Abraham what his plans were, God will tell you, child of the living God, what his plans are, because he wants you to participate. He wants you to be involved. He doesn't want you just to be an ignorant bystander, which is what most of the world is. No, God wants you to be an active participant and a co-creator of the paradigm that's at hand. So there's a lot coming. You know, there's a lot on the horizon. And I would encourage you to just continue to educate yourself, to spend time in prayer and read and learn. You know, give... You know, the Holy Spirit is a reminder, but in order for him to remind you, you got to put something in the first place. So you want to create those opportunities. And so you got to learn, you know, let God lead you down a particular pathway of learning, because that's how so many innovations come about. That's how so many understandings of new ideas and new technologies come about, because you've given God the space to teach you. You've given us God the space to help you to learn something new. So there is going to be so much, oh my gosh, so much that's in the future. And part of what the world is going to try to do is it's going to be to stop it and bring things under and back under a slave system and a slave state where people don't know anything, they don't know what's going on. We're not going to go back to that. And I think part of the challenge is going to be that the worlders, when they realize that they can't get people back to that again, they're going to try to go scorched earth, because that's they want to recycle the souls into the soul harvesting machine. You know, now it's in some places and different perceptions on that. People may talk about reincarnation and karma and all that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. You want to exit. You want to exit this reality. You want to exit this life. You know, Jesus Christ is the gate. He's the doorway. He's the way off of the wheel and out of this paradigm. And that's it. There is no other way to get out of here. So you want to get out of here. And you want to go on into the next level of what's real. But in order to be able to do that, you know, we've got to walk this thing out, because when we come to Christ, you know, notice that he doesn't just right away, in the vast majority of the lives that we live, he doesn't just right away just, you know, okay, boom, done, out, and then you leave. No, we're still here. And we're still here because God has drawn us unto himself, because he also has reason and purpose for us to be here. And he wants to flow through us. You know, God wants to flow through us so that we make the impacts on this paradigm that he wants to, for the sake of fulfilling a particular purpose, a particular reason. Now, he knows what those are, and we don't necessarily. So this is where you got to trust. You have to trust and know that he's going to carry on and complete that work in you. You've got to trust and fulfill the instructions that he gives you when he gives them to you. Because if you don't fulfill the instructions that he gives you, then you won't see and experience the fulfillment of his plan of purpose in your own life. Because the purposes of God get fulfilled in your own life as you surrender to him and allow him to lead you so that you can walk out and walk through. But if that doesn't happen, and if you resist the Spirit, then you only have a fraction of what it is that you were ever meant to know or experience. You don't ever move fully into life. But the way that you move fully into life is by surrendering to life. And then you flow with life, and you want to flow with him. Because when you flow with him, then all other things are good. You know, even if they don't feel good for a moment, God is with you, and God is—he's not going to drop you in the drink. You know, you've come a certain distance, you've come a certain way with Him, and in the process of coming a certain way with Him, He's—you know—you got to know that He's going to follow through with you. So sometimes if you have reservations, or you're concerned about something, or you're scared, or whatever it may be. Don't worry, you know, you just need to do the part that He has for you to do. Trust Him in that and let Him unfold the rest. So, yeah, I think the Spreaker thing is going to work out for a bit. So we're gonna start playing around with this a little bit, and we'll probably start having longer talks in the not too distant future. I mean, for now, we're just testing a few things, you know, testing out to see how this syncs up, and if we can, I think we can post to Twitter and Facebook and the Faith Mix page there, and and a couple other platforms, I think, YouTube, yeah, it all goes up at once, so it's kind of cool. So I think this is something we were looking at trying to build out even within the site, but if it's already done, then hey, no need to reinvent the wheel. Just need to keep going forward. Still, you guys remember, faithmix.com is the landing page. So if no matter what happens, if an application works or it doesn't work or a page works or whatever, just faithmix.com is where you want to go on that landing page to really know and find out what is actually going on, if anything. So, and there's a lot going on because God is moving and we're moving with Him. So it's an amazing time, exciting time to be alive. There's a lot of ways that all of us can be involved in what's going on with the Father at such a time as this. So you want to get engaged and you want to get active and you want to let Him lead and guide and direct you. So put your time and effort and energy into the things that matter, because there's a lot of wastes that the enemy tries to put in place right now. And then you want to avoid all of that. So the way to avoid a lot of those traps of the enemy is just to listen to the voice of the Spirit and let Him lead and guide you. And you may pass on some things that, you know, people would be like, oh, why is He not doing that? Or why is He not doing this? But don't worry about that. You know, you just want to flow with the Spirit, because there's a whole nother way of living here that the world will never tell you about, but it's the better way. So, yeah. So we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right. And we will talk to you guys again sometime soon. All right. God bless you. Bye.